With news from Aspen Public Radio, I'm Molly Dove. The city of Glenwood Springs is asking residents to cease all non-essential use of water until further notice due to a water line break. Essential water usage includes drinking, toilets, water necessary for cooking, and basic hygiene. Restaurant operations are also considered essential. Non-essential water usage includes showers, irrigation, dishwashers, washing machines, and car washes. The break is believed to be a result of aging infrastructure. Water usage restrictions are necessary until the line can be repaired. The city's water treatment plant has approximately 5 million gallons of volume in reserve tanks. Currently, city water is being provided from these tanks. The Carbondale Board of Trustees will not make any changes to the Main Street closure between 3rd and 4th Streets for now. Local business owners updated the board on their experiences the last 2 weeks since the plan was put in place. Restaurant owners, like those from Batch, shared their gratitude for the all-day closure, while some retail owners said they are losing business because of the closure and want to see the plan changed. After the hour-long discussion, the board announced the town will continue with the current plan of allowing restaurants and retail stores to expand tables and clothing racks out into the streets while still allowing one-way traffic Sunday to Thursday. The Carbondale Board of Trustees will revisit the plan on July 14th. Governor Polis says the state is relaxing more coronavirus restrictions to allow residents to visit nursing homes and senior care facilities. Scott Franz has more.
The visits will take place outdoors and come with temperature checks and mask requirements. Polis says older Coloradans will benefit from seeing their loved ones in person.
We really believe it's an important part of your physical, mental, spiritual well-being to be able to connect with people. And we want to make sure you're able to do that in as reasonably safe a way as possible.
Polis says it will be up to the senior facilities to decide whether to allow the outdoor visits. The state is also preparing to roll out an indoor visitation program if the visitor tests negative for COVID-19. I'm Scott Franz in Denver.
Colorado's response rate to the 2020 census is above average, but as Alex Hager reports, response rates in parts of the Roaring Fork Valley are among the lowest in the state.
Only a third of residents in Pitkin and Eagle counties have responded to the national headcount so far, putting them in the bottom 20% of all counties in Colorado.
The main contributors to that are households that are in rural areas that use P.O. boxes and second homes.
That's Lori Cipriano with the U.S. Census Bureau. She says in-person census takers usually go door-to-door to help count residents of rural areas, but that effort has been delayed due to the pandemic. Garfield County, meanwhile, is responding at a much higher rate, about 60%. The census is open for responses online and by mail or phone until the end of October. I'm Alex Hager, Aspen Public Radio News.
The Roaring Fork School District surveyed students, parents, and staff to get feedback on this spring's distance learning and how it should change if the pandemic should close down classrooms again. The majority of students want to see a decrease in workload, while parents want to see their children spend more time on schoolwork. When it comes to independent, self-paced work, students said they want more of it, parents want less, and teachers want to see a balance between the two. Lindsay Cox, a data analyst with Roaring Fork Schools, says when the board is making a decision on fall learning plans, all of the responses will be considered.
When we get to the point where we're getting to figuring out a little bit more of the logistics of this, we'll be looking at some of those suggestions that students, parents, and staff made.
The district's Board of Education is expected to announce if distance learning will be used for the upcoming school year on July 24th. I'm Molly Dove, Aspen Public Radio News.